Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update going into the third week of December 2025. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous just completed its 50th year of serving campers this past year, growing from 211 campers during the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. For most Camp Courageous campers, coming to Camp Courageous is the highlight of their year. A few testimonials coming from parents and campers about their time here at Camp Courageous. A camper by the name of Brett writes, "Camp Courageous is the best thing that's ever happened to me. When we are at camp, we can just be ourselves." A parent writes, "Camp Courageous week-long camp is a must, and as soon as my son is back, he is counting down the months to go again. With learning more of the travel program will be a game changer. Terrell will experience more travel." This is Jan, parent of son Terrell. And finally, "Our family's experience has been absolutely wonderful with Camp Courageous staff. They made sure campers had plenty of enjoyable activities for the weekend. If you are thinking about sending your child to camp, just do it. They will love it." And that comes from Catherine, camper mom. Camp registration is open right now for respite, week-long sessions, travel. Everything is wide open. Campers enjoyed Santa here for the last few weeks. Hundreds and hundreds of campers enjoyed Santa coming and visiting, did an exceptionally good job. On Friday, we had our holiday concert extravaganza featuring the New Horizons Band along with Santa. An incredible experience for lots and lots of folks. Camp Courageous partnered with the Monticello Parks and Rec to have a great event out here last weekend. Had a huge turnout of folks to take part in all kinds of activities from s'mores to Santa. A great time. It was great partnering with them. Our travel program is heading this weekend to see Disney's Frozen. They do an exceptionally good job of being all over the world traveling with campers. This winter, our Camp Courageous animals have been spreading the joy throughout the area. Our good friend Carl takes the animals out so campers can experience what it's like here at Camp Courageous. We have a couple rabbits, a couple guinea pigs, a hedgehog, goldfish, two alpacas, a donkey, and much more. So everyone has been having a good time with that. And once again, that's just a reminder that we have camp to you, which if you can't get to Camp Courageous between now and March 27th, we'll bring camp to you. A big thank you to Dr. Gail Pohl from the University of Northern Iowa for giving Camp Courageous the opportunity to be a part of their development for fundraising. The students did great fundraisers for Camp Courageous, and we are very, very grateful to them. Right now, we are collecting items for gifts throughout the holiday. A big thank you to our friends at Raining Rose, who gave us 200 individual packets for the campers. And a big thank you to Lisa Stadmiller, Director of Research and Development and Innovation there at Raining Rose in Cedar Rapids, for all the gifts for the campers. Also, a big thank you to our friends with the Giving Machine. It was down at Coleridge. It's ended this past week. A great reception for that. And our big thank you to all those that were a part of that. Camp's winter sale is going on right here at Camp Courageous. It's Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, and on Thursdays from 9 to 6, and on the third Saturday of every month, right in the main lodge. And the big granddaddy of them all, the Manchester Garage Sale, located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester, continues to go strong Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, Wednesdays 9 to 6, and Saturdays from 9 to noon. A big thank you to all those people that bring things to them, and also those that shop, and most importantly, the wonderful volunteers that volunteer there. The Ryan Nationals Car Club made a check presentation at the Manchester Garage Sale. A big thank you to those folks who have been supporting the camp for years. If you love water, we have the beautiful Camp Courageous swimming pool here. It's 6 lanes, and we also have a therapy pool. We teach lessons throughout the winter months. You can get a hold of us here at Camp Courageous for more information, or go to our website at campcourageous.org. We're also doing special adult lessons. So if you're a little bit older, if you've never learned how to swim, this is a great opportunity. On December 17th, this coming Wednesday, we'll have a holiday pool party. It'll be from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. in the Camp Courageous pool, open to the general public, and we'd love to have you come out. Our fruitcakes are narrowing down. We only have less than 150 left here at Camp Courageous, so a great time to be getting out there and seeing what's available in your local communities, and if there's nothing there, to check out Camp Courageous. Also, if you're part of a group and you'd like to have first aid and CPR training, Camp Courageous' Nurse Kelly Todd is more than welcome to come to you with our mannequins and everything and do that instruction. Our need of the week is blue masking tape. It's the type of tape that you can use, and it doesn't leave a mark. A dear friend that passed away this past week, Ozzy Quanda, was 99, from Waukon. Ozzy was a huge fan of Camp Courageous, thanks to Leo Grieco introducing him to camp decades ago. He used to ride his motorcycle with about 50 other riders from the Waukon area down for all of our breakfasts. It was always so cute because Ozzy would have his little dog right there in a little basket on his motorcycle with him. And so that tradition continues. We still have a huge group of individuals that come down from the Waukon area on motorcycles. And Ozzy and Phyllis, his wife, used to come down for years. Just a wonderful individual. Our sympathy goes out to Ozzy's family and friends. He had a lot of them, and we are so grateful for his years of support. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you today for listening. Thank you.